ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। ये शांति ऐसी है,
पीस इज सच दैट ऑटोमेटिकली
मुझना और मुड़
जाना, ऑल फॉर्म्स ऑफ कंफ्यूजन एंड बीइंग विदर्ड एंड एग्जॉस्टेड डिसअपीयर्स। Confusion or getting withered internally, a feeling of sorrow that has been accumulated for a long time steals over the face, but in this atmosphere it all disappears, it goes out of the doors and windows. In fact, I believe it must have gone once you reached Abu Road. Is this the case, that once you reached Abu Road and you climbed the mountain, by that time you started to smile and all your feelings of exhaustion and confusion have disappeared? This is also my experience. The external atmosphere and this atmosphere, there's a huge difference between the two.
अभी एक होता है वातावरण, दूसरा होता है वायुमंडल.
Atmosphere and the other is vibrations. And you will ask, what is the difference between the two?
जैसी वार्ता मन बात होती है ना,
whatever is the discussion or talk that goes on in any place, it creates the atmosphere.
अगर कोई गुस्से से बात करता हूँ,
if somebody speaks in an angry way, it creates such an atmosphere of disturbance. And if somebody speaks with peace and love, then it creates a very beautiful atmosphere. Of course, the sound comes equally out of the mouth and goes into the environment, but the atmosphere creates peace. From which place is a vibration, is an atmosphere created? It is from the voice, from the words. And this is why especially the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul gives us teachings saying, first become peaceful and quiet internally and then I will teach you how to speak. So the word Om Shanti means, first become peaceful.
तो शांत होने के लिए,
एंड इन ऑर्डर टू बिकम पीसफुल,
जब ब्रह्मा बाबा बॉम्बे में था,
व्हेन ब्रह्मा बाबा आवर फाउंडर हैड बीन इन बॉम्बे वन टाइम,
अच्छे मनुष्य के तीन मंकी दिखाते हैं, टॉक नो इविल,
देयर वाज अ थ्री पिक्चर ऑफ थ्री मंकीज सेइंग टॉक नो इविल, सी नो इविल एंड हियर नो इविल, एंड देन ही सेलेक्टेड थ्री of the sisters and took their photograph like this, and this was liked very much.
So Baba had
said, show this to others, give it to them as a gift, this picture, this photo,
ashant aur shant ka hai.
Because this is the foundation of the distinction between peace and peacelessness, seeing, listening and speaking.
Kaan se aise to karo,
do you agree? You can nod your heads if you agree. Peacelessness is founded in seeing, first of all, what you see, or is it first what you hear? Some people get peaceful or peaceless by what they hear. Whether it's true or not, as soon as they hear something, they become immediately peaceless and sorrowful. And then seeing something, sometimes that also produces these very strong feelings. And then when they speak, what would you be speaking when you hear and see such disturbing things? You will speak about them also. This is why we use the word Father, Baba, for the Supreme Soul, and we say, Baba said, add to this, think no evil.
सारा अंदर से परिवर्तन होता है,
बिकॉज द होल इनर ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन
का कारण है,
टेक्स प्लेस एंड द फाउंडेशन ऑफ सोरो एंड पीसलेसनेस इज that whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever you think, afterwards comes what you say, but first of all these three. And if you see, listen, your eyes are open, your ears are open, you can't shut your ears, of course your eyes you can close, but not your ears. Can you close your ears? No. Automatically the sound goes into them, but your understanding says, what are you listening to? Though your ears are open, but whatever is not useful for you, you don't have to pay attention to it. It doesn't mean that you're deaf, but you just don't listen to it. There are some deaf people, but if anyone says anything about them or some kind of defamation, they immediately know what it is, even though they're deaf, because immediately their attention goes that somebody's talking about them and they know what it is. And I've seen this among deaf people. Anyway, they are deaf, but somehow or the other, when their name is mentioned, they immediately know that somebody's talking about them. So, you are, it is in your hands what you pay attention to.
So, see no evil.
So, see no evil.
Hear no evil.
Hear no evil. And all of that is based upon the quality of your thinking. Ask yourself, what is useful for me? What is profitable for me? These are my eyes. It's up to me what I notice with them. In the Murali that we heard this morning, it is said that these are your physical sense organs. You are the master. Why are you looking all around here and there? Is this good to be in a distracted state? When you are soul conscious, you have your eyes open, but you know internally that I am the soul. And once I'm aware of myself as a soul, my connection is with God, the Supreme Soul. When I think of this body, then I'm connected with all the physical things. I can see physical people, their skin color, their language. All these things become visible. But God, the Supreme, says, child, become free from color and language and country. Do not look at these physical things because you are souls. And you are the child of the Supreme Soul. And then you will become so peaceful and so loving, so happy. These feelings will steal over your face. And very deeply from within, from deep within, the sorrow, the peacelessness is sitting inside. If you ask where peacelessness and sorrow comes from, people say, well, I've got a lot of sorrow, but where did it come from? Who gave it to you? And then what do they start saying? They say, this one gave it, that one gave it, all these people did this to me. Okay. They started to say this. The question is, why did you take it? Why did you hold on to it inside? Somebody gave it to you, you took it, and you kept it inside, and this is why you became sorrowful and full of peacelessness. So the very easy thing is this. What is supposed to be sitting deep within me? Because it's mine. My mind is my own. My intellect is my own. Mine means that I, the soul, am the owner of these. If my mind is wandering around, then why? If the intellect is not thinking in an accurate and positive way, and internally there is some animosity towards someone, and you feel this, you bear this grudge against someone, you start thinking about that, and you have these feelings for that person in your heart, and you look at them in that perspective. It all comes from within now, that I have to change these things. So I have to change, but what do I have to do in order to change?
पहले मेरे को बदलना है.
फर्स्ट आई हैव टू चेंज माइसेल्फ. आई हैव
दुख शांति.
इफ आई हैव देयर शुड नॉट बी द स्लाइटेस्ट ट्रेस और नेम ऑफ सोरो एंड पीसलेसनेस विदिन मी.
निशान भी न हो.
नाइदर द नेम नॉर द ट्रेस नॉर शुड इट शो ऑन माय फेस और माय आईज और इन एनी वे इन माय माय बीइंग.
मुझे अंदर से
internally I
aise aayega duniya mein dukh bahut hai.
There's a lot of sorrow in the world. I have seen a lot of sorrow.
Acha dekha hai, par kya hoga?
Okay, you've seen a lot of sorrow, so
dukh diya bhi hai to liya bhi hai.
You must have given a lot and taken a lot also.
Jo manushya atma hai,
because you are a human soul.
Manushya karma sambandh mein aati hai,
and people come into karmic bonds with one another because of the consciousness of the body, the bodily relations, parents, friends. You have karmic accounts with all of these. It's not that there are just relationships, but there is an interaction which is positive or negative. But most of the interaction has been dishonest and full of falsehood, based on selfishness. Think about it.
उसमें दुख है.
This is where sorrow comes from.
अभी फील महसूस करते हैं.
Now you have the feeling.
हम भी जब बाहर होते हैं तो.
When I also go out.
जो ज्ञान योग
the knowledge and the yoga that I have studied, it is very useful for me. And this atmosphere here is such.
जो अपन को देखते हैं मेरे.
But when you look at yourself, you see inside and ask, what really is inside?
अभिमान चला जाता है पहले तो.
First of all, your false pride has to go. You think I am so and so and such and such.
दो बातें बाहर में है.
There are two things outside. First of all, people think, oh, I'm no good and somebody else is better, or nobody is as good as me.
जैसे मैं और उसे अच्छा हूँ.
Either I'm better than someone or.
अंदर से
यू फील इन साइड आई एम
कोई नहीं जानता है, कोई नहीं जानता मैं बहुत कैसा.
नोबडी रिकॉग्नाइज मी आई एम रियली ग्रेट. और समटाइम्स यू सी समबडी एंड यू से वेल इन कंपैरिजन विद देम आई एम नथिंग. सो देयर हैज टू बी द अंडरस्टैंडिंग. नाइदर यू शुड से आई एम ग्रेट नॉर यू शुड से आई एम नो गुड.
दोनों से फ्री हो जाओ.
यू हैव टू बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम बोथ ऑफ दीज, द सुपीरियोरिटी एंड द इनफीरियोरिटी. स्पेशली आई हैव कम टू हैव अ क्लास विद द residents of Madhuban, because all are very busy, we don't get a chance to have this kind of spiritual discussion. Today we have guests who have come and joined us in our own class.
गेस्ट मालिक बन करके.
एंड सो द गेस्ट बिकेम द मास्टर्स एंड दे केम इन टू आवर इंटरनल क्लास. दिस इज थर्सडे द डे ऑफ द गुरु. सो आई थॉट दैट दिस इवनिंग वी ऑल हैव टाइम टू गेट टुगेदर एंड हैव दीज डिस्कशंस.
खुशी है.
दिस इज अ मैटर ऑफ ग्रेट हैप्पीनेस.
हम सब की इच्छा एक है.
वी ऑल हैव वन डिजायर.
क्या इच्छा है?
व्हाट इज दैट?
और सब इच्छाएं तो मर गई बेचारी.
ऑल आर अदर डिजायर्स हैव डाइड. फॉर ऑल थिंग्स दे ऑल डाइड. वी हैव नो अदर डिजायर्स. इफ एनीबडी आस्क्स यू डू यू हैव एनी डिजायर? नो.
तीन चाहिए से हम छुट्टी पर ही है.
वी आर फ्री फ्रॉम थ्री सोर्ट्स ऑफ डिजायर्स.
जब अच्छी अच्छी बातें सुनते हैं.
व्हेन यू हियर वेरी वेरी गुड थिंग्स देन.
तो कहेंगे आप राइट.
यू विल से आह यस यू आर राइट. यू आर सेइंग व्हाट्स राइट. आई शुड डू दिस.
क्या बोलेंगे?
And then,
परंतु.
You say but.
अरे करना चाहिए.
It should be done.
अच्छा लगता है.
It's very good. I like it. It's right.
करना चाहिए.
It should be done.
परंतु शब्द बोला माना.
But when you say the word but, what does it mean?
कभी चाहिए शब्द नहीं बोलना.
Actually, you should never say it should be. It should be. If it's good, then do it.
तो हिम्मत रख, मदद भगवान की मिलेंगी.
इफ यू टेक अ स्टेप ऑफ करेज इन दिस डायरेक्शन यू विल गेट अ लॉट ऑफ हेल्प फ्रॉम गॉड एंड ऑल्सो फ्रॉम द फैमिली, द स्पिरिचुअल फैमिली. देन द अदर डिजायर इज
ये बातें पक चाहिए.
यू से वेल आई हैव एवरीथिंग बट आई हैव दिस वन थिंग मिसिंग. जस्ट अ लिटिल लिटिल थिंग इज मिसिंग इन माई लाइफ. I just need this one little thing.
पूरी नहीं हुई है.
And until that desire is finished, you will not actually, you'll get held back in making your spiritual efforts. And you have such kind of a desire that will never get fulfilled.
तीसरी चाहिए.
Then the third kind of desire.
इसको ऐसे नहीं करना चाहिए.
This one shouldn't do this. That one shouldn't do that. Always being critical about someone or another.
देखो ये क्या करता है. देखो
ये. Oh, look at what this one's doing. Look at what that one's doing. For the whole day, you're looking and thinking about other people and talking to others about those others.
और अब मेरे को क्या करना है.
But what should I be doing?
मैं कौन हूँ.
Who am I?
मैं कौन हूँ.
Who am I?
किसकी हूँ.
Who do I belong to?
मेरे को क्या करना है.
And what do I have to do?
यही करना है.
I should do this.
यही करना है.
I should do that.
कैसे करूँ. भगवान करा.
How should I do it? Well, God gets it done through me. When? I should do it now.
कैसे करेंगे. ऐसे करेंगे.
Like this.
जीवन बदल लेंगे.
Change your life like so.
मेरे हाथों में है.
It's in my hands.
जब साइंस ने इतनी कमाल करके दिखाई.
Since
तो
science has done such extraordinary miracles, what can silence not do? Silence.
The silence
is the power that we work with, and there are three forms of silence.
चाहिए चाहिए पहले बंद कर देना.
So first of all, we finish those three desires for all time.
जब अंदर संकल्प आए.
And when the thought arises within, then understand it's a waste of time. So let it go.
Waste ख्याल जो है ना समय
वेस्ट करता है. Thoughts that we have, they really waste our time.
ख्याल सच्चा अच्छा.
You should have really true and good thoughts.
समय मदद करता है.
Because time will then help you. We're talking here the call of time. Create good thoughts. This is what has to be done now.
तो समय और बाप.
Then time and God the Father. Time will say, okay, I'm here at your service.
फिर कहेंगे समय की बलारी है.
And then you will say, this is the wonder of time. Previously, I thought it couldn't happen, but now the time has come and it is happening.
तो समय आया.
So time has come. You got the good company.
और स्वयं भगवान कहते हैं.
And God himself says, child, child.
तुम कर लो.
You do it.
तुम कर लो.
Just do it.
मेरे को देख और करेंगे.
And when others see you, they will also do it. Okay, is that right?
प्रैक्टिकल देख रहे हैं.
And I see this as a practical reality.
संघ का प्रभाव पड़ता है.
There is a very strong influence of company.
कही जाता है संघ का रंग.
It is said that one is colored by the company one has.
खराब भी.
Whether it's bad,
आदत पड़ती है संघ से.
These bad habits actually get developed in people because of bad company. Otherwise, in childhood, they don't know what is alcohol, cigarettes, and gambling, but they see others doing it, and then they start doing it. First, they see it being done by others, then they do it, and then they get the habit, and they can't break the habit. They didn't do any course on how to drink alcohol or how to gamble or how to smoke cigarettes, not at all. They just saw somebody doing it and then they did it. Sometimes we ask, how did you learn how to drink? And then once you've learned how to drink alcohol, you can't give it up. And sometimes they say they're not able to eat until they have had some alcohol to drink first. I see in the plains, people can't eat until they've got their little bottle. And then when they finish one bottle, they get another one. And people, you'll say, oh, is this what you're looking at in the aeroplane? Daddy does a lot of traveling. But I see how much people are under the influence of these kinds of addictions. These are habits. Where did they arise from? From company. And how can they become free? By a good company. And so company is extremely powerful.
भगवान सर्वशक्तिवान है.
God is the almighty authority. But his work can only get accomplished when you get this kind of good company to go with that.
भाई ये भगवान से शक्ति लेकर के कैसे करते
कंटिन्यू टू टेक पावर फ्रॉम गॉड एंड सी हाउ टू बिकम फ्री एंड देन अदर्स सी दैट एंड दे बिकम फ्री टू वंस यू बिकम फ्री देन यू बिकम एन एग्जांपल बट पीपल आर सच दे वेरी इजीली गेट इनटू बैड हैबिट्स बट इट टेक्स टाइम टू डेवलप गुड हैबिट्स दिस इज हाउ इट इज इजंट इट यू आर ऑल एक्सपीरियंस्ड
जल्दी आती है ना
बैड हैबिट्स कम इन क्विकली
बुराई जल्दी आती है ना
They come quickly, don't they? And then good habits come in very slowly. Yes, Daddy, they say to me, it will happen, I will get it, I will be able to do it. When I'm asking people about their personal things, they say, yes, yes, it's happening. Actually, it takes 1 second.
अभी हम कहते हैं इतनी कमाल होनी चाहिए.
There needs to be such an extraordinary miracle on the basis of the company. That just as bad things pull people and capture them, in this way, the good influence should be so strong that it also catches people so quickly and brings them into happiness and peacefully they get the feeling as if they have been freed from prison. From the body, from the mind, from wealth, from relationships, from karma, there had been so much sorrow accumulated. You got sorrow from your body, sorrow in your mind. Look how money goes and you become sorrowful when it's not there. When I first went to London, I had a little concern. People used to get their money on Friday and by Saturday it was all gone. They get paid on Friday.
Saturday shopping.
Saturday they did shopping and that was the end of the money. This is how it is, isn't it? Those who live in England, they know this. They go to the club and restaurant Friday night and they meet up with their friends and they finish all their money. Otherwise, someone will say, oh, you are my uncle. And so you should come and eat at home, but they won't even telephone. They say, you are my uncle or my auntie. They say, yes, but they take you to the hotel or club or cinema, but they don't think about where all their money's going. So 4 things have become elevated, the body, mind, money and relationships. So now through this spiritual life, you have good body, good mind, good wealth, good relationship. You are not begging with your open hands. But always, everything is good.
तन भी अच्छा है
योर बॉडी इज गुड
इतने समय से जो हम बाबा के
सो मच टाइम दैट आई हैव बीन विद बाबा व्हाई डिड आई बिकम विद बाबा सी माय बॉडी इज वेरी गुड दैट इज 88 एंड शी इज डूइंग वेरी वेल द माइंड इज आल्सो वेरी गुड एंड मनी
सफेद कपड़े है जेब खाली
शी डजंट हैव शी सेज शी हैज वाइट क्लोथ्स एंड एम्प्टी पॉकेट्स
नो पर्स इन द पॉकेट
शी हैज नो पर्स एंड नो पॉकेट स्टिल शी ट्रैवल्स ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड What to do, Daddy
क्या
says.
करेंगे?
What shall I
जो
do?
आवश्यक आता है.
Whatever is necessary, it comes.
जो आता है, सो सफल होता है.
And whatever comes is used appropriately, properly and profitably. What is necessary, it comes, and what comes is used properly, made profitable. Whatever is used profitably in the work of God, it's discreet, it's not shown. We can't say that we don't have anything, there's plenty. Come, sit and eat, there is plenty.
और कुछ नहीं है मुस्कुराना तो है
इफ देर इज नथिंग एल्स एट लीस्ट देर इज अ स्माइल वी कैन से ओम शांति दैट इज ऑल्सो वेल
The
state of a withered person, a confused person, what would they say? What would they offer to you? So first we say, if nothing else, we have at least the roti and water of love. Otherwise, nowadays, they want biscuits and tea. Previously, we used to talk of papar, the little crispy roti, and water. And we receive those with great love and give them with great love. So there's no worries.
आज खिलाया फिर कल खिलाना पड़ेगा.
If you say, oh, today I ate and tomorrow I today I gave someone to eat and tomorrow I'm going to have to
खिलाना पड़ेगा.
So because if you ate from somebody, then you'll have to return that tomorrow. But we do not want to be in that situation. There are some very interesting and good things in life.
मन का तन पर कैसे असर होता
है? We see how there is an effect of things of life on our body and mind, and where the money goes.
संबंध में क्या है?
And what's going on in the relationships?
स्नेह है, प्यार है.
Is there love?
सच्चाई है.
Is there honesty and truth? Is there affection?
नहीं है.
It isn't there in this world.
तो उस तन में आत्मा क्या कर रही है?
And so what is the soul doing in such a body where there's no love and no peace? What is the use of that soul? That soul is not useful for themselves or for God or for anyone else.
जिस जो आत्मा शरीर में है,
that soul that is in the body, everyone knows.
आत्मा शरीर से निकल जाए ना,
when the soul leaves the body, then is it useful?
जब शरीर में है तो दिखाई
पड़ता है. As long as the soul is in the body, then it's visible that the soul is doing something good.
भगवान भी कहता है.
Even God says, yes, this is a very useful person. People also say this is a very good and useful person.
गुण,
because they have virtues.
कर्म,
and their activity shows the quality that they are.
दिल से दुआ निकलती है.
And then through other people's hearts, the blessings emerge for that soul. They have seen the virtues.
तन में आत्मा ने,
because when the soul is in the body, sitting there,
आत्मा है ना,
the soul is there, consciousness is there, and so the attention is on the soul. Thoughts are produced by the soul,
भावना पर,
and the feelings, and the soul expresses itself through the eyes.
संकल्प में,
in thoughts, is there purity? Are the thoughts peaceful? Is the feeling true? And is the feeling in relationships one of unselfishness? So the desire is to become like this and remain like this. These are the desires that we have.
अगर हमारी बनने की ये इच्छा
and
है,
if I have this desire to become like this,
भगवान बाप है ना, माता भी है तो पिता,
God is the father and the mother,
शिक्षक है, सखा,
our teacher, our friend,
सतगुरु भी है, पर मदद,
also our guru and also helps us in every way.
तो ये बनना है ना.
You want to become like this because there are hundreds of millions of people. And if even one becomes good like this, then God is very pleased with this.
खुद तो आत्मा शरीर में बैठे.
The soul himself is sitting in the body.
पांच बातों में संपन्न बन गई है.
And has become complete in five respects.
जो पांच बातें आत्मा.
And those five respects, the body is made of five elements.
शरीर पांच तत्व वाला है, वही है.
The body itself is made of five elements. It is the same body, and the soul in this body of five elements was under the influence of five vices. Think about it: greed, lust, anger, attachment, and arrogance.
उसमें भी अभिमान तो ऐसा,
and false pride was so extreme. Don't even ask about it. It's the person is very happy to hide its defects, and whatever it's done good, it wants to display that to everyone. But its defects, this was the soul. It would hide what's wrong with it, and internally the soul used to have truth, but go inside and you find that you don't want to have any name or trace of falsehood inside. So it's a question of destroying the false pride, the ego, the arrogance, and become free from the arrogance of the body. These three things we have to practice. Arrogance has to be broken because it's false pride. It doesn't allow a person to become truthful. So it has to be destroyed. Through realization, you recognize that it is your enemy and so you destroy it. It makes you angry and lustful. False pride. And then leave your arrogance. This reaction, you have to become very equal in, it's all a game, that there is a success, failure, people like you, they don't like you, but internally, make your mind and intellect peaceful. Make your intellect think good things. Pay attention on this. Continue to teach yourself and explain to you. Of course, God is your teacher, but whatever God teaches, you have to pay full attention to it. God also says, focus your mind on me alone. And the mind says, oh, I can't. And so we say to the intellect, stop wandering around and guide the mind. Because the intellect is wandering about. Where is it going? Your attention, you're distracted. You're sitting in one place and your intellect goes into the future, the past. It's distracted in all kinds of directions, but without concentration. Don't let it go. We have 2 minutes meditation. Focus the intellect in concentration on one. In silence. Let the mind be quiet. And the intellect steady. Now I will speak for just 10 minutes more. What do we have to leave aside? We leave certain things aside, and whatever we receive, that will be what we had to receive. And then we will sit in silence, and I will give you Toli, the sweet maid in God's remembrance. Because the people who are resident here in Madhuban do not often get this opportunity. There are also guests who have come to Baba's house in Om Shanti Bhavan. The fortune that you are receiving to sit in this gathering. Why do you like it? Because the atmosphere here is such that whatever you hear, you feel deep inside that this is what I must do. And the heart says, yes, I will do this. So what is the benefit? And that is that sorrow and peacelessness and fear goes away. Whoever has even a little bit of sorrow or worry or fear, today you will leave it. You will become free from it. All these three are very strong and harsh. And when there is a change, then there is, you become filled with compassion and love and mercy. It's up to you whether you actually do this or not. What do you feel? Daddy is asking Rose. First you leave those first ones and then the other ones come. Or do all of these good qualities come and then the bad ones disappear? What do you feel? Which way round is it? I'll tell you the trick. If you tell these bad things, worry and sorrow and peacelessness, they won't go. They'll come even more forcefully. worry will start really intensifying. One worry won't disappear and another one will add itself to it. And I've seen that worry creates illness and illness also produces worry. It's a vicious circle. Worry produces illness, and then when you're ill, you're worried about how it's going to go, how you're going to get better. So actually to get into a state of worry is not a big thing today. And people get afraid, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But we have to become free from all three. And that freedom comes. There are many people who ask questions about this. They say, what about fear? Well, I don't have fear of anybody. I'm not afraid of death. Okay, if I die, so what? I'll just leave my body and I'll go to the next one. That's not a big deal. I'm not afraid of any human being because they're all my friends. I'm not afraid of God. Why? Because he said, if you remain truthful, I am happy, so he is happy. I'm afraid of telling lies. Because if somebody tells a lie, it's always because of fear. Whoever lies, you ask them. Sometimes what do? I want to teach somebody to tell the truth. I say, what's the harm of telling the truth? What's the trouble by telling the truth? Actually, there's a lot of happiness in telling the truth. Very great happiness. You are happy, God is happy. And the other people who I know since 40 years, 30 years, 20 years, I have seen that they've all become happy by telling the truth. There is no worry. When you have to lie, you have to say all kinds of things to back up or cover that lie. But if you tell the truth, your face is easy. They don't have to say, I'm telling the truth or I'm right. Because truth is self-evident. Anyone who has truthfulness, they have power also. There is no power in lies or falsehood. And whatever they do, whatever they think about is always unsuccessful. And nobody else has faith in them or trusts them. But a person who remains truthful, the Lord and Master is pleased. I'm not talking to you from a position of arrogance. But the company of God is there. And there are three things within this. Truthfulness, purity, and humility. Internally, truthfulness, purity in the thoughts, and in relationships, humility. So where is the fear? Those who give sorrow are doing it because of arrogance and attachment. So both of those have to be finished off.
Ego hai.
If there's ego, then there's attachment.
Sukshma attachment hai.
Very subtle attachment with someone or another. They're never able to remember God in that case. It is because of attachment that they lie. But if they love somebody, they will say, nothing will happen. Otherwise, if not, they'll say, no, we can't trust in anything. But internally you know who is your enemy.
Is
In the whole world, there's so much conflict going on in every home, within the mind, between countries. What is the reason? It's always ego and attachment and anger. And if all three die, then there is mercy, love, and compassion. This is the kingdom. It is a very nice kingdom of mercy, love, and compassion. You don't give any order to anyone, but everything happens automatically with truthfulness. There are good relationships. And the activities go on well because there's no arrogance, no ego, and there's no anger and no attachment. You are free. You are very happy. And so I have this feeling that everyone should be like this. And so these three, ego, attachment, and anger, if there anyone who has given up these three, because you have become free from these things, why were the three there? Why had they been within you? Because of company, because of such sustenance, because of such an atmosphere in the world. This is why we had been affected by all these three. But nobody had understood that ego and anger are there, and pull it out, pull it out, pull it out. The company was like that, the study was like that, the world is like that, sustenance is like that. Free yourself from all of these things. And then the enemies that had penetrated inside and established their kingdom over you, they have gone. And now this government within is finished by taking the power of the Supreme Soul and by recognizing ourselves. Who am I? Who is the Supreme Soul, my Father? With cleanliness and honesty, I live simply. This is why we wear white clothes. Because it's clean also. We eat simple food. And we enjoy each other's company. Not a big deal. It's a very nice way to live. And in life, what do you need? You need peace, you need love, you need happiness, you need power. And it will be said, thanks to God. Thanks to my fortune. That I remain always happy. You are all always happy, is that right? Show by your hands, are you always happy? If anyone asks, the latest, for the last 2 months, I've been saying, I'm not going to ask how are you, I'm going to ask who are you? Who are you? And many people benefited a great deal by this. In London, I was in London, someone had come to the airport.
First time we'll drive.
And they had driven me for the first time, and they said, how are you?
Who are you?
And I said, you had said, who are you? So now I'm telling you, who am I? And internally, this person with great love had enjoyed these expressions, and they felt very full inside. They had been empty, but they became happy by this expression. Otherwise, if the heart is oppressed, then there's no happiness visible. But why should I ask, how are you? I ask, who are you? And it struck this person, and they became very happy. So with great love, they came to drive. It's a very nice thing.
Ramesh bhai baitha honga.
And my brother Ramesh bhai must be here.
Ramesh bhai ek baar Bombay mein jab pehle pehle Ramesh bhai
once in Bombay when he was new.
Kolaba center par hum the.
We went to Kolaba center in Bombay.
Kaha main
and he said to me
ja kar ke ja rahi
I was going on the bus
and
he came in his car
and
I knew that he must be going to the office and he said I'll give you a lift I said no you'll be late but I can go in the bus and otherwise I can go in a taxi if then he offered a taxi ride but I said if you give that to me I'll just put it in Baba's box I said this is very good he puts me in his car and then I have to give definitely you have to pay so I'm not going to ask how are you but who are you start being happy shining inside looking at each other in that way I will be free from arrogance and with truthfulness and love whenever you look at someone with that be very happy enjoy the person where does happiness come from
dil sachai se
from honesty in the heart it comes God has given it to it and I have carefully maintained it so for no reason can anyone steal my happiness I asked somebody if you're happy she said I was very very happy but I don't know what happened yesterday my happiness all disappeared and I said please take care of your happiness don't let anyone take it away or no matter what happens your happiness is your personal property given by God so do not let anyone take it. Happiness is my personal property from God. Anyone can take happiness from me, but they cannot steal it. If anyone wants me to give them, I will give them. But if they steal it away, then there is sorrow. So nothing should happen so that my happiness gets stolen. So be careful of it. Give the donation of happiness, but don't let anyone steal it. I will be disturbed by that.
Okay.
Is this okay?
Bachabi.